Our story today is called Pass It On. It's from Sunny Skies. Several years ago, I loaned a girl I was seeing some cash. She needed some work done to her car. We eventually split up, but remained friends. About a month after the split, she sent me a card thanking me for helping out and repaid me, which I never expected. The $250 she gave me was nice to have, but honestly was not needed, nor did I expect her to repay me. About a week after I'd been given this cash, I went on a late-night food run at Denny's with a friend, and there I encountered a homeless man who was taking shelter from the less pleasant weather we were having at the time. The homeless man was sitting at a table next to us, and he was told by the waitress he couldn't be there if he didn't order anything. I overheard him ask how much a cup of coffee was, and he counted the few dollars he had in his pocket and semi-begrudgingly ordered coffee so he could stay inside. As I heard all of this, thinking of the cash I'd just received but didn't need, I thought of the various stories like this that I had heard, and well, I felt that someone maybe could be helped by me. So I engaged the man in some conversation, because I know most people who are homeless don't get the benefit of casual conversation very often. I learned he was 45. He previously worked as a tree trimmer off the books for cash. Unfortunately, about a year prior, he fell while working and badly hurt his back and was no longer able to work till he got his back medically addressed. After about 10 to 15 minutes of conversation, I told him if he felt comfortable accepting my offer, I'd buy him whatever food off the menu he wanted. And he resisted because he didn't want to trouble me and put me out of money. I insisted that he accept my offer because everyone deserves a warm meal. He eventually accepted and ordered something simple. After he finished eating, my friend and I finished eating, and again I engaged him for a few minutes of conversation, asking some additional questions about his future and what he was doing for work. After paying the bills for the food, I pulled the $250 cash out of my wallet and I folded it into my pocket. As my friend and I got up to leave, he again thanked me for the kindness and the conversation. I shook his hand and looked him dead in the eye and handed him the $250. I told him he's a good man who had some terrible luck and nothing more, and that hopefully this would be a big step to a better direction for him. He started to tear up and insisted that he get my address or phone number so he could repay me someday. I told him that I once was in a bad spot and someone helped me, telling me the same thing I'm telling him now, that how he can repay me is someday when he sees someone else who needs help and he's in a position to help to do so. I wished him the best and left to take my friend home. Now, we can either wait for someone else to take action to help make the world better around us, or we can do it ourselves. I'm not the type to sit and wait. Proverbs 19:17, whoever's generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.